happened in the last hour of trading on Wall Street. Some good, some bad. That is why it's important to tune in each Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons at 3 o'clock for Market Close Live with me, Magical Matt McCall. I'll be analyzing the market moves in real time and answering your questions while it happens. Find out what really happened on Wall Street. Tune in to Market Close Live with me, Magical Matt McCall, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 3 o'clock, only on AM 860, WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only Money Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Bob Rovner. I was there as your state senator and fought for justice as an assistant district attorney with Senator Arlen Specter and Governor Ed Rendell. My law firm, Rovner, Allen, Rovner, Zimmerman & Nash, has offices in Feasterville, Philadelphia, and in New Jersey. We hope you never have an accident, but if you or a loved one does, give me a call at Dial Law, toll-free number 888-DIAL-LAW or 215-DIAL-LAW, or in New Jersey, 856-DIAL-LAW. We also do workers' compensation, Social Security disability, criminal defense, and all general law focused on helping people. Our firm has been providing successful legal representation for 40 years. We have 20 attorneys and myself ready to serve you. Tune into our new radio show, Senator Bob Rovner Talks to the Stars, every Saturday from 2 to 4 on AM 860 WWDB. Join me and my co-host, Councilman Frank Rizzo, and you can hear us on our website, www.dial-law.com. Remember, R&R Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4, Rizzo and Rovner. Thank you.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
The holidays are full of parties and luscious food. But even during this busy time of year, you can look leaner and feel better by incorporating healthy eating and physical activity into your daily life. The American Heart Association's free Choose to Move program can show you how. Dr. Jennifer Merez at the New York University School of Medicine explains.
When you register for Choose to Move, you'll receive a free handbook with tips that easily fit into your holiday routine. Healthy snack suggestions include enjoying a handful of almonds, fruit, or snack mix made with a salt-free seasoning blend. Fitness tips include walking through the neighborhood to look at holiday lights or taking an extra stroll around the mall while shopping.
Regular physical activity and good nutrition can help reduce your risk for heart disease, the number one killer of women. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of health. Find out more online at AmericanHeart.org/choose-to-move or call 1-888-MY-HEART. That's 1-888-MY-HEART. Choose to Move is sponsored by the Almond Board of California and Mrs. Dash Salt-Free Seasoning Blends.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, November 18, 2006, and good day to those of you listening to a rebroadcast some other time. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, our guest was author Michael Neal. His book, You Can Have What You Want, was the theme. At that show's end, we discussed the herb butcher's broom and the yoga asana, Gomukhasana. If you missed that show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to listen to the program. If you want to set up an appointment with me, call 610-687-6184. For general information, call 610-664-4100. Our guest today is Dr. Emma Mellon. She's a local psychologist, and we'll be talking about her book, Waking Your Dreams. Now it's time for our wellness news. Junji Takano is a Japanese health researcher and has been studying the causes of viruses since 1960s. In 1968, he invented pyroenergen, the first electrotherapy device that eradicates viral diseases in a non-narcotic way. The article we'll talk about today is Honey Used as Medicine. You can visit his website at www.pyroenergen.com. He discusses 12 common problems that he feels can easily be prevented through the use of honey. Allergies. He says raw honey is an excellent treatment for 90% of allergies. Anemia. He says honey is a great blood enricher. Take one ripe banana, 1 tablespoon of dark honey, 1 to 2 times a day. Appetite. He says honey improves appetite in children suffering from appetite loss. Conjunctivitis. He says dissolve honey in an equal amount of warm water. When cooled, apply as lotion or eye bath. Fatigue and exhaustion. He says honey is the best to remove tiredness almost instantly because it is easily absorbed in the blood. Dissolve 1 teaspoon of honey in warm water or 1/4 honey balance of water in a jug and keep in the fridge. Headaches and migraines. He says take 2 teaspoons at meals to prevent headaches. For migraines, he says take 1 dessert spoon. Oh my goodness. Honey dissolved in 1/2 glass of warm water. Repeat in 20 minutes if migraine persists. Heart diseases. He says honey can fight against cholesterol. Further, that using pure honey with foods daily relieves complaints of cholesterol and that it is especially helpful for older sufferers of diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure. Speaking of high blood pressure, he says take 1 mixed teaspoon of honey, 1 teaspoon of ginger juice, and 1 teaspoon of cumin powder 2 times a day. Insomnia. He says take 1 teaspoon of honey mixed with lukewarm water or milk and drink before going to bed. Poor digestion. He says mix a 1-to-1 ratio of honey with apple cider vinegar and dilute with water. Skin. He says honey is a good moisturizer and that it also helps in reducing skin problems like pimples. Sore throat. He says let 1 teaspoon of honey melt in the back of the mouth and trickle down the throat. Stomach ache. He says take 1 teaspoon of honey, juice of 1/2 lemon with a hot glass of water first thing in the morning. Teeth. He says although honey is sweet, it helps to maintain and protect teeth. He cautions that honey contains a certain bacterium that might be harmful in infants. It should never be fed to children younger than 1 year old. Otherwise, he says it could lead to food poisoning. He says that when honey is applied properly to a wound, it can promote healing just as good as or better than over-the-counter ointments and dressings. Further, that it is also a great preventive medicine on common ailments. Let us know if any of these work. Okay, as I said earlier, my guest is Dr. Emma Mellon. She's a local PhD and has been a licensed psychologist in Philadelphia for nearly 20 years. Before obtaining her doctorate at Temple University, she worked in sales and training in the corporate sector. In her private practice, Dr. Mellon integrates traditional talk therapy with energy psychology approaches that tap the body's healing intelligence and enable significant change to occur relatively quickly. She shares her office with 2 retired greyhounds, Lilith and Rudy. Dr. Mellon's nonfiction book, Waking Your Dreams, offers a personalized approach to dreams and highlights the interweave between the waking world and the dream world. In 1996, Dr. Mellon published Now is the Time of Being Kissed, a book of poetry. What a beautiful title. Naomi Shihab Nye picked up her poem, Waking Instructions, for the anthology What Have You Lost, published by Green Willow Books in 1999. Chamberlain Brothers and Health Communications, Inc. have published Christmas with Twyla Rose, an excerpt from The Dream Dog in Christmas Dogs 2005, and Chicken Soup for the Soul celebrates Dogs 2004, respectively. Dr. Mellon's work has also appeared in the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Philadelphia Daily News, the Times of Delaware County, Celebrating Greyhounds, Counselor Magazine, Philadelphia Stories, T Magazine, the Schuylkill Valley Journal, and the British Journal Psychopoetica, sorry about that. As founding member of Poets Circus, a writer's collective, Dr. Mellon has given poetry readings at libraries, art centers, and coffee houses around the Philadelphia area. She has also written a quarterly private practice newsletter, Still Points, which has circulated to a 600-person mailing list. Dr. Mellon has taught in the graduate departments of Villanova University, Immaculata University, and Newman College. She has also developed courses in adult education for the local community. Over the years, she has designed and offered, through her practice, workshops on a wide range of psychological topics: communication, menopause, managing strong feelings, leaving the past behind, chakra psychology, and human development, and writing as a therapeutic tool. Dr. Mellon is an accomplished public speaker and has presented workshops at the American Psychological Association's annual conference and at a variety of other mental health conferences. She gave the keynote speeches for the Unite Conference in Philadelphia in 1990 and Women's Health Week sponsored by the Jefferson Hospital's Health System in 2000. She has addressed groups of senior-level business people, physicians, nurses, and lay people. Dr. Mellon has appeared on the TV talk show AM Philadelphia and on radio to discuss psychological topics such as pregnancy loss and time management. She was also featured in the film Understanding Miscarriage, produced by Anne Doherty Haggins in 1993. It is so wonderful to have such accomplished guests. It takes a long time to let you know all of the things they've done, but it's well worth the wait. How are you this morning, Dr. Mellon?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm very glad that you're here also. Let's start with some information about you. Where are you from?
I grew up in Southwest Philadelphia.
Okay.
Went to West Catholic.
Okay. Well, what came first, your interest in poetry, psychology, writing?
The writing is the heart of it all. And I wrote poetry first and then decided that it was time to branch out, especially when I first discovered greyhounds.
Now, people, yes, we're not talking about the bus station.
No,
we're talking
not.
About the beautiful animal.
The retired racers, yes.
Yes. And at the end of the program, we're going to highlight this upcoming text or book that she's going to be providing us or presenting to the world. What led you to focusing on dreams?
Well, I thought about it, and over 20 years, I'm sure I've listened to thousands of dreams, and it has become clear to me that they are the shortcut in to whatever's going on with a person. They are so concentrated, they're so wise, that it seemed the best place to go to try to make psychology more available to everyone. You don't have to have a problem in order to dream and benefit from your dreams.
Well, that's true. What is a dream?
Oh.
I know she
well,
wasn't
a dream
ready for that.
Is a combination of chemicals, emotions, and images. And it calls on the very deepest layers of who we are, using images from more recent time. Things that happened yesterday may appear in a dream, but the dream's not about what happened yesterday. It's about a deeper situation in the dreamer's life.
You know, now, she did very well for someone who didn't know that was coming at all. So I'm very impressed.
I have
impressed.
Not seen the list.
We like the spontaneity of these kinds of things. What would you say are some of the aspects or the things that you would call the anatomy of a dream? And we're only going to have time for you to actually start that. So you're going to really have a little bit of time during the break to
okay.
I wish you could see her face. I was so contemplative. But yes.
The anatomy of a dream. How do you mean?
For example, we know that there are, you talked about the brain being the busiest part. Well, the dream is the busiest part of the brain.
Yes.
And you talk about what the emotional center is in the very beginning of your book.
Yes.
Things of that nature, medical
yes.
perspective,
yes.
if you will.
A lot of research has been done on dreams from the medical standpoint, and I was amazed to learn that the brain goes into an entirely different routine when we dream than its different brain waves, different picture if you did a brain scan. Mm-hmm. During dreams.
Oh, she smiled. She was so glad the music
no,
came.
I just...
No, I'm teasing. But yes, well, that is our little cue.
Okay.
It's time for a break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments, 610-660-7710 for general information. Stay tuned for our return with Dr. Emma Mellon, author of Waking Your Dreams, Unlock the Wisdom of Your Unconscious.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog. That's one way I get your feedback. Rodney, second time I'm asking, please call the studio. Your shirt was returned, and we need you to talk to the producer. Today we're talking with Dr. Emma Mellon, author of Waking Your Dreams, and we're talking about discovering your personal imagery, meeting your authentic self, and exploring beneath the surface of your mind. And we were talking about some aspects of the anatomy of a dream, if you will.
Yes. There's been a great deal of research done on dream science. And I was so fascinated to learn that when we dream, the brain makes it impossible for the spinal cord to relay impulses so that we cannot move while we're dreaming. Otherwise, we would be up acting out our dreams. And there's been research with animals in which they did just that. During the dream periods, during REM sleep, the oldest part of the brain, the amygdala, is very active, meaning that a person is going to experience a great deal of emotion during dreams.
Very nice. Now, what are the different kinds of dreams?
Well, dreams really vary from the quickest image, individual image, to very long,
epic
dreams. Sounds like you've had some.
Yes, I like to get to sleep early enough that I can enable myself to have some nice, rich dreams. I know you talk a little bit about nightmares versus happy dreams and things of that nature. Are there some other types of dreams that people have?
People occasionally have precognitive dreams, meaning they will have a dream about something that then happens. It's a very interesting aspect of the dream life for me, because I think dreams remind us that the veil between the rational world and the imaginal world is really quite thin, and a precognitive dream steps over that line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're picking up, ladies and gentlemen, on the creative way that Dr. Mellon expresses herself, and you're going to find that in the text as well. It is by no means a very clinical, boring type of piece. It's a very creative piece that I'm certain you're going to enjoy. How many hours of sleep are required to dream?
You have to dream just long enough to get down into REM sleep. And actually, some dreaming happens on the passageway into sleep. Usually, a dream that occurs there will be very brief and very, very emotional. I have had an incredible nightmare during that stage. It's called hypnagogic stage. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, all dreams happen in REM sleep. In the book, I quote someone who said that REM sleep is like fiction. And non-REM sleep is nonfiction.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, and throughout her book, you'll find quotes from various and sundry people related to dreaming and spirituality.
Yes.
You know, a good variety. And then the text itself will be quite a pool for you to draw from if you would like to make lists of quotes. Now, you did mention briefly one of your clients had a dream dictionary. What kind of dictionary, what types of resources might you suggest for people who are looking for something like that?
I really think that the dream dictionaries that you'll find on bookstore shelves are not useful because they are too dry. The unconscious and the dreams that we have are so rich and so completely individual that the dream dictionary as it stands doesn't work. Now, I do recommend, and in my book, one of the dreams I talk about is about a woman who dreams of her mother's kitchen. Mm-hmm. And in the kitchen, there's a beautiful copper pot. And I recommended to her that she go research copper. In dictionaries, in encyclopedias, and learn what copper has to do with her. And she found, interestingly enough, that copper is a very malleable substance. It wears its association with time and temperature right on its face. And it taught her a lot about her own sensitivity and her own ability to change and her own warmth. So in that way, I think researching the concrete aspects of the dreams is a great benefit.
Okay, so you folks can go ahead and put away those little dictionaries.
That's right, throw them out.
Because,
they're useless.
I would be getting ahead of myself to bring this in, but one of the things I did want to touch on or inquire about is who the best interpreter of a person's dream is.
It's got to be the person themselves.
Exactly.
Because I talk about encountering the dream rather than interpreting it, mm-hmm. because interpretation sounds so analytical. Mm-hmm. To encounter the images of the dream and allow oneself to be touched by them, whether it's with pleasure or with sadness or with dread or with humor, that's and then once the person is touched, then the change happens automatically.
Okay, that fits beautifully, segues very nicely into my next question. What are dreams for and why do they matter?
You know, I think dreams problem solve. They are our deeper, wiser parts' way of getting us to stand back and look at the big picture. They're growth spurts. That's another thing I call them in the book. They are a much broader view than daytime intelligence could possibly have.
Does everyone dream? Does everyone dream? And then what's the percentage of people who recall their dreams?
Oh, that's a good question. Everyone dreams, but not everybody remembers. And the people who don't remember are quite adamant about saying that I don't dream, but everyone does. And I don't know the percentages, mm-hmm. But I do know that people can learn to remember their dreams by simply, before you move in the morning, as soon as you awaken, stop and check. Somehow just the motion of the head in the morning, the sounds on the radio are enough to dispel the dream. So with practice, at very first waking, you can begin to pull out pieces of what happened.
You have got to use the term, that I don't want to say it because I want to hear you,
you
say
want me
it.
To say it.
When you talk about what that is, that period of time before you fully awake, it's a G word.
Gossamer.
Yes.
Yes, the gossamer
the way you
threads
describe
of the dream.
That
yes.
It's just so beautiful.
It's just how it is. They'll go away so quickly, like they were never there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now without giving too much away from your book, because there's so much in there, is there another suggestion you might want to give a layperson that will help them to remember their dreams better?
Before going to sleep, you can also ask to have a dream or suggest to yourself that you will dream and will remember. The mind learns how to follow that direction. By writing down in the morning, whatever odds and ends you remember will help you to eventually remember more. Sometimes I just keep a little tape recorder by the bed and speak the fragments right into the tape recorder.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And yes, certainly throughout the day, little bits and pieces.
Yes, they'll often come up right in the middle of the day, yes.
Now, you gave us a little bit of how you work with your clients and incorporate dreams in the process. Could you give us a little bit more of how you use dreams to assist, to do whatever it is you want to do with your clients?
We will begin by, I'll have the client tell me the whole dream, probably once or twice, and then we'll go back into the dream. Part of the difficulty with dreams is that they're written, as it were, in such a different language than we speak in our waking lives. So the client and I go back in, and I have the client actually look around as though she is now the observer, and the dream, her dream self is there, and any other dream characters. And often the client will begin to see things and feel things that she didn't during the dream itself, and we'll talk about that. Another way to work with dreams is to consider every object and person in the dreams as part of the dreamer. Mm-hmm. And that can be very fruitful and very surprising, because we tend not to want to identify with certain parts of our dreams. I certainly don't want to identify with the negative parts of mine, but we have all of those characters inside us. And dreams give some airtime to the parts that we would like to deny. You're shaking your head.
It's just so beautiful. I mean, the way she just tells you, it's very, very graphic and very poignant. I was trying to find the point that I had a question related to that where I quoted you from the text. Okay, dream work practice. Could you share a tip or two naming dreams?
Yes. Often a dream will evoke a name. For instance, in the book, I talk about a dream I had when I began writing the book. And as I thought about that dream, I named it A Day at the Beach. Like paintings, dreams sometimes have a theme in the plot. And by naming it, you grab one aspect.
You say that dreams sketch out our private mythology, in
yes.
which good and evil, the sublime and the ridiculous, play out the themes in our lives. That again is a very poignant way. Would you like to?
I would. There is so much during our waking lives that we're exposed to by way of the public mythology, politics, economics, how we should look, how we should sound, so that when we go to sleep, we are dipping into our own very private. It's a whole mythology. It has good characters and bad characters. It has its own set of values. And to be able to let ourselves indulge in that individuality will help us during our daytime hours not get swept away by all the currents that a culture brings. I think it's really important to develop over a whole lifetime, and dreams are always there to help that development continue.
Good. You talk about learning the language of dreams. Mm. Briefly, what does that entail?
Dreams speak in metaphors and similes. I first learned about dream language when I was teaching language arts in seventh grade. And dreams are not what they seem. They're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Literal. Mm. If I'm sitting talking to my mother in the dream, it's about much more than the person of my mother and I. And to begin to go with the pretend quality, with the deeper meaning behind the images in the dream is how one gets to the mythology of it.
Okay. Now, a little levity here. Have you ever had anyone who dreamt in foreign languages and who had, you know, an ability to speak languages and dreamt in them, and then sometimes maybe they didn't have that fluency yet dreamt in a foreign language?
Somebody has just told me recently that they live in two countries in the course of a year, and when he goes to whatever this other country was, after he's there about a week, his dreams switch over into the language.
Yeah, I can believe it. I can believe it. This might be a good place. Would you give us your website, your web address?
Yes. My web address is emmamellonphd.com.
Very good. You give it one more time because I know they're
Mellon
stumbling around.
emmamellonphd.com.
You know, they all of a sudden get up to...
Oh, right. We could give it again later.
Okay. Where my dreams come from, I came from. One of your quotes.
My, that's nice. I had forgotten I
you
said that.
You said something that beautiful.
You know, what I do during the day today is somehow affected by what I dreamt last night, whether I remember it or not, which is a very good reason to begin to remember one's dreams. They grab the essential issue that will overshadow this day. So dreams are sort of preparation for every single day. And dreams also bring from the unconscious new aspects of myself that I can incorporate in my day.
Just as an aside, are you a collector of quotes or just decided to incorporate them in your work?
I came across so many while I was researching that I wanted to add them.
Okay. As an educator, isn't that wonderful the way that just sort of slips in like that? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza Building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments or 610-660-7710 for general information. Stay tuned for our return with Dr. Emma Mellon, author of Waking Your Dreams, Unlock the Wisdom of Your Unconscious. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our guest next week, November 25, 2006, will be Anne Catherine about how to make any diet work. I thought it would be very timely. Repair your disordered appetite and finally lose weight. But today we're talking with Dr. Emma Mellon, author of Waking Your Dreams, Unlock the Wisdom of Your Unconscious. Your Waking Instructions poem is a wonderful starting point for people who are just sort of getting into examining their dreams. You talked about every dream comes with waiting attached. A phrase.
Thank you.
Elucidate, please.
That's the hardest part of understanding dreams for people. Mm-hmm. It is necessary to wait, to spend time with the image, because it's not left-brained. It's not going to jump out at you in most cases. You really, it's just like getting to know a person. Mm-hmm. You have to spend time. You have to sort of noodle around with the dream, with the image, wonder about it, look at it, actually visually look at it very carefully, and allow it to begin to work, just like a new person would begin to touch you. That's where the waiting's involved. We are so used to being very quick intellectually, very left-brained, very logical, A, B, C, and the dream world does not work that way. When we were children, we could very easily suspend that kind of expectation and play. I'll be Cinderella, you be Prince Charming, and then this happens and that happens. That's the pace that a dream lives at.
In allowing anything that pops in your mind to be real.
That's right. Mm-hmm. No censoring at all, which is a very, it's a very foreign concept to us. Mm-hmm. We walk around all day with a lot of different sensors on. Mm-hmm. Value sensors, how to be accepted sensors, and all of that's gone in dreams.
Mm-hmm. I like movies when they try to present dreams.
Yes.
They do a good job, but it's never quite
right.
It
right.
I think this movie that just came out, I think it aired yesterday or day before, with Ty Diggs, where he has this recurring dream.
I haven't seen.
And it actually, well, he dreams, and then it seems each time he wakes up, he's living that dream, or he's
really?
Trying to change.
Oh, that
things
sounds
in
interesting.
The dream. It's a very interesting piece, of course, from a psychological perspective. But anyway, in the section Entering the Dream, you talk of taming obstacles.
Yes.
Please elucidate.
The first obstacle that we were just speaking about is that expectation that the dream is going to unfold in a linear way. So we have to go at them as if we're children, and we have to go at them knowing at the beginning that we don't know what they mean. Even Carl Jung, who was the master with dream work, always began by admitting that he had no idea what this was about. And doing that helps me in the office. It sort of gives me permission to go play. That's the biggest obstacle with the dreams, that and the problem of not putting values on things in dreams. If you're being obnoxious in a dream, if you're doing something dishonest or even immoral, just be with the image in the dream. You're doing no one any harm. Let's see what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's not about judgment.
Very good. You talked about a dream after which you talked about disowning the dream. Touched on it a bit earlier, and you present it as a universal proclivity. And I found it interesting. Yes, the person is actually having the dream and trying to disown the dream.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
But you're having it, so it has to have some bearing.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I spoke on an interview yesterday. A man on the radio said that in no way was he psychic. But then he went on to describe to me a very intuitive experience he'd had. And I do that when I have dreams. I'll say, well, this couldn't be my dream. It must be somebody else's. Look at this obnoxious person in it. And rarely does someone tell me a dream without saying, this is really strange. You're going to think I'm crazy. Well, no. You have that part of you that is so incredibly creative that it comes out that way. Mm-hmm. Our standards about what's acceptable are so fixed and narrow. Thank God for dreams.
Yes. You have a beautiful way you put it, that the characters in the dream only want a place at the table.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's
They're not here to steal the show.
Yeah. Your statements provide great quotes, as I said earlier, and you said that dreams tell the story of our vast possibilities. And I think that's why they enable people to start their own businesses or
yeah.
make a career change
right.
or something of that nature.
Or live with a catastrophe that's mm. happened to them. Mm. The dream reframes it and develops a piece of them that can handle things.
Yeah,
it develops a piece of the person. That's what it does, yeah.
And there was another part. Folks, every page is valuable, so I'm not
going to
get anywhere through with all of my questions, but there was a section where you list all the different things that happen in dreams.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I've read quite a few books about dreams, but I don't ever remember seeing anybody just list those things, like we fly, we lose our teeth, we find ourselves in two places at once.
Right,
talking to a person who's two people at once.
Right.
Finding rooms in our houses that we didn't know were there.
Yeah.
Talking with animals, traveling through underground labyrinths, speaking with the dead, foreseeing the future, making love with strangers, moving forward and backward in time, taking lives and saving them. It was just all in that one piece that you made it so clear, and you probably made some people feel okay.
I hope
because
so.
You mentioned
yes.
some of the things that they were probably wondering, well, what in the world does it mean when my teeth fall out?
Right,
you know,
right.
Things like that. So that is a very human thing that you do throughout the book that has to make everybody feel welcome to dream. Who do we, or why do we enter our dreams?
I think unless you go back in an imaginal way, the temptation is too great to stand outside and judge and look at the brain only in a left-brained way. What does it mean? You have to be back in, touching whatever objects are there, really looking at whatever people are there. One woman's dream was about she and her mother sitting on boulders looking at a daisy together. And when she first dreamt it, she reported how frustrated she was with her mother. But when she went back in and observed again, she saw things about her mother that she hadn't seen before. And that enabled her to change attitude and to change her feelings.
Mm. What do you mean by imaginal senses?
I use the word imaginal instead of imagination just because imagination is so connected with the idea of pretend. Mm. So I say an imaginal sense to mean our ability to see. It's sort of the third eye function, the ability to see deeper than our two eyes can see.
Mm. You talk about living with the dream. We've sort of touched on it
yes.
a little bit already.
Yes. Again, that dream where the woman visited her mother's kitchen, mm-hmm. she now has her own copper pot in her own kitchen. And so she is living with that dream and it continues to work on her. It's a wonderful loop that happens when people bring images into their daytime.
Mm-hmm. Rerun, laughter, synchronicity, fear. You say a man is shown in his dreams what he thinks in his heart.
Yes.
That was a quote of Rabbi Jonathan.
Right.
But
the types of dreams
yes.
you just mentioned, I have one chapter dedicated to them. Most people seem to have a series of dreams. Sometimes those series will extend over their whole lives, sometimes mm-hmm. just over a period. One woman in the book had a series of house dreams that occurred during her separation and divorce. Mm-hmm. And each time the house appeared, there was something new about it, and she approached it in a more competent way. So the series is about solving a problem. And once the problem gets solved, the series usually stops.
Mm-hmm. Then the one you talked about, laughter.
Yes. While dreams that are negative are remembered more than dreams that are positive, sometimes people will remark about laughing in dreams. One woman even talked about waking herself up which, if you've never done it, is a really wonderful feeling.
Yes.
To hear your own laughter waking you up. It comes from way deep in the soul, I think. And the synchronicities are another really interesting aspect of dreams. A synchronicity is a meaningful coincidence. And people have had dreams in which, for instance, I had a dream in which there was a lion, very beautiful, male lion with the mane. Very next morning, my niece handed me a lion from her toy box for me to keep.
Oh, how wonderful.
And that's another example of the veil being very thin.
Yes. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments or 610-660-7710 for general information. Stay tuned for our return with Dr. Emma Mellon, author of Waking Your Dreams, Unlock the Wisdom of Your Unconscious.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our guest next week, November 25, will be Ann Catherine about how to make any diet work, repair your disordered appetite, and finally lose weight, especially during the holiday season. Today, we're talking with Dr. Emma Mellon, author of Waking Your Dreams, Unlock the Wisdom of Your Unconscious. What kinds of dreams are most common, and do dreams differ between men and women, young and old?
The most common kinds of dreams are the more unpleasant dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It is disappointing. It may reflect the problem-solving nature of dreams, though.
Yes.
That we don't just dream about things that don't need to be fixed.
Right.
Mm. As far as the lifespan or the difference between ages, just let me say how interesting dreams toward the end of life are. Mm. It seems that the unconscious does not pay any attention to the fact of death. Mm-hmm. People report dreams in which toward the ends of their lives, in which a continuity happens.
Mm. Isn't that, well, that's inspiring.
It
that's
is. Inspiring. It is. So that the part that's doing the dreaming appears not to die, which is a pretty wonderful thing to think about.
Yes, most definitely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, every now and then something inspires Johnny to open his mouth. And today he did have something he was curious about, which was something I was going to get to later, daydreaming. So I'm going to ask Dr. Mellon to please give us what you can, but still realize I want your wisdom, your words of wisdom at the end of the program.
So give me a signal when
you can just segue into it however you like.
There is a chapter in the book on daydreams, and What's important to realize is that they are incredibly valuable. They are the exercise of the right brain, and they are creating new realities. Imagination is not just pretend. It's what we do to make the next thing happen. If you want to be on a beach having a vacation, you begin by imagining that. If you want a big change in your life, again, you begin by imagining that. And you're using the same part of the brain that is functional in dreaming and sleep. And I just want to read one paragraph from the introduction to the book. Tonight or tomorrow night or next week, you will have a dream. The images will seem obscure, mad, and maybe rude, like the babblings of a fool. You'll be tempted to grab that dream dictionary from the shelf and put all the mystery to rest with a bit of research. Or maybe you'll be tempted to shake off the dream and get on with your life. This book gives you another option. Love them, hate them, be baffled by them. Your dreams are you.
Boy, that would be a wonderful place to stop, but I'm not going to let you go.
Oh, all right.
When you talked about daydreams before.
Yeah.
In the book, you talk about it being a practice run.
Yes.
Could you sort of touch on that? Because I think it may dispel a lot of the fears or give people an avenue for dispelling fears they may have about things they would like to do.
Yes. In a daydream, like in a dream, there's no consequence. You can go out and begin your own business. You can go out and take an adventure somewhere. And by practicing it in your imagination, you can test your responses. You can foresee obstacles. You can do all the things that would later make doing that in real life much safer, much more practical.
Our dreams are practice runs. I think that's a beautiful way that you put it in your book. For little ones who might be up listening, what can you tell them about the nightmares?
For little ones, nightmares are feelings that are trying to get help. They're trying to be soothed, and just a feeling, so that when a nightmare comes, the best thing in the world to do is to talk to mommy or daddy about it. And it will go away, or it will change into something very sweet.
Mm-hmm. So not to worry?
Finally, not to worry. Yes, yes. You can be scared, but then it will change. That's the great thing about talking about feelings. They change. The bad feelings change into good feelings. Always.
I think that's a wonderful place to stop.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a pleasure.
Thank you for coming. And don't leave the Pennsylvania area, because we're
going
to have you come back again.
I would love to. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know it's time for our herb of the day. Calendula, part used medicinally, are its flower petals. Some of the phytochemicals include caffeic acid, galactose, lutein, lycopene. The nutrients include calcium, coenzyme Q10, vitamin C, and E. The yoga asana for the day. Yes, I know some of you are jumping up and down that I finally was able to maybe finish one. Baddha Konasana. You sit in Dadasana, bend the knees to the sides, and draw the heels in towards the pubis. Join the soles of the feet, hold the ankles, and bring the feet close to the perineum. With the fingers, open the inner calf and thigh muscles upward. Keep the heels, toes, and inner and outer edges of the feet in line. Press the feet lightly together. Make both arches a similar shape. Open the thighs outward and keep the knees level. Raise the hips for a moment. Place the fingertips behind the hips and stretch the back of the body upward. Clasp the fingers around the toes and pull up the abdomen, waist, and chest. Open the groin. Bring the sacrum forward and take the knees down to the ground. Keep the head straight. Sit quietly without straining the thighs for 2 to 5 minutes or longer, breathing evenly. Release the hands and legs. Some of the benefits that it relieves pelvic congestion and tones the pelvic organs, loosens the knee and hip joints, straightens the spine, soothes the nerves and the mind, tones the gonads. Indications would include genitourinary disorders of the prostate, ovaries, testes, and urinary bladder, menstrual irregularities, arthritis of knee and hip joints, disorders of sex organs, sex glands, preparatory posture for Padmasana. You've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, which I know you know, at WWDB 860 AM. Our guest next week, November 25, 2006, in keeping with the needs of the holiday season, will be Ann Catherine, author of Making Any Diet Work, Repair Your Disordered Appetite, and Finally Lose Weight. The herb will be Cascara and the Asana Paripurna Navasana. I want to invite you to intern on the program, send current events items and morsels of wisdom from young people about anything related to wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. You can email your articles or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com or mail the CDs to the office. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.
AM 860 is